Top of the morning to you. Steve Lawson here, Steadfast Hope, joined by Kent Steinbeck, coming to you from Dallas, Texas. We have a phenomenal study for you today, and the reason I say that, it's the Bible. It's the Word of God. No bad verses in the Bible. We are today in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. It is the third beatitude. I want to read it first, and then we're going to dive right into it. I'm calling this blessed meekness. Blessed are the gentle, or blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Let me tell you why this is so important. These beatitudes define the narrow gate. These are the side posts that lead into the kingdom of heaven. Everyone who enters into the kingdom of heaven is poor in spirit, and mourns over their sin, and is meek and humble before the Lord, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. If you want to know if you have entered into the kingdom of heaven, if you have entered through the narrow gate, Matthew 7:13, then this study will be of great importance to you today. So let's just look at this. He says, blessed, again, favored by God, graced by God with saving grace, and filled with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Blessed are, present tense, right now, the gentle. Your translation may have the meek, and I like that as well. And the word meekness does not mean weakness. The word meekness or gentleness really is the idea of submission unto a master, the authority of a master. It really means to come under the authority and the control of one who has preeminence and precedence over your life. The word was originally used of a wild horse that was captured and would be meeked or would be broken in to the place where it would now submit to the authority of a rider. A wild horse had never submitted to anyone or anything, but when it was captured and meeked, it was now power under control and under the authority of a master. That's what this word gentle or meekness means. It means now, as you enter the kingdom for the first time in your life, you have submitted to the authority of the King who reigns over this kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ. It means to be in submission to the Lordship of Christ and to recognize His right to rule over your life. No one enters the kingdom but that they humble themselves and lower themselves before this King and bow the knee to King Jesus and acknowledge that He is Lord over my life. So, blessed are the gentle. Blessed are those who are no longer in control of their own life. And they are gentle in the sense that they're no longer a wild horse, no longer a wild stallion, just galloping with the world. You now are under the reins, R-E-I-N-S, under the reins of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, for they shall inherit the earth. To inherit something means you receive it freely as a gift. You didn't work for it. It's passed down to you from someone who's gone before you, usually a parent, for example. It's just freely put into your hand. They work for it, you receive it. And he says, inherit the earth. Well, what does this mean? What this means in this context is wherever God sends you for the rest of your life, whatever is needed to fulfill the will of God in your life, God has the resources of heaven and earth at His disposal to meet the needs in your life, to carry out His plan for you, your ministry for Him. You will inherit the earth in that sense. He will send you out into the earth in His perfect will. And wherever your foot trods, He will have gone before you and prepared the way and opened the door for you to fulfill His plans for your life. So, but you've got to remain meek and you've got to remain submissive to his lordship and follow his leadership in order to inherit the earth. So, Kent, another great beatitude that we've looked at today.
Wow, that's really great. And,
yeah.
And you'd mentioned, I guess, this is a continuation.
Yeah.
Of coming to Christ.
Well, yeah, exactly. We come to Christ at a point in time, one time. We're only converted one time. Mm-hmm. And this is a part of saving faith. Mm-hmm. This is what marks entering through the narrow mm-hmm. gate. However, the narrow gate leads down a narrow path, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You just keep going in the same direction. And as you walk with the Lord, we are to continue to be gentle mm-hmm. and meek and humble. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, there are times when we become self-sufficient and self-filled with ourselves, and the Lord has to convict us and bring us back to this lowliness and humility where we need to be. But nevertheless, as we grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's moving us forward on the earth, if you will, and directing us, and he will provide for mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, yes.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned this, but is this the same word as humility?
It's not the exact same word as humility. In fact, many Bible scholars believe that Paul actually coined the word humility when he wrote his epistles mm-hmm. later mm-hmm. after the cross. Mm-hmm. No, this is a different word, it really is the idea of power under control.
Okay.
Submitting mm-hmm. to the authority of a master mm-hmm. over you is really mm-hmm. the idea of this.
So, Steve, this is an obvious question. Why is Jesus giving us these specific characteristics? What is so important, and where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Why does Jesus want this in our lives?
Because at the time Jesus gave this sermon, there were many people, the Pharisees, at the head of the list, and everyone caught up okay. in their false religion, mm-hmm. that they had externalized mm-hmm. religion in the nation of Israel at this time. And Jesus is stressing that it's a heart religion, mm-hmm. that everything begins with the heart, your heart and your soul before God. Mm-hmm. And so that's why Jesus is saying poor in spirit, why he's saying mourning, and here gentle and meekness. Mm-hmm. It's like he's pulling back the veil of the heart or lifting up the hood of the car and getting down into the engine. This is what's driving your life. Mm-hmm. Is really not the steering wheel, it's the engine.
Okay.
And so mm-hmm. Jesus is really countering the external false religion mm-hmm. of Israel and showing what true religion is, which you and I know is a heart relationship with God. These are the defining marks of that relationship.
So Steve, as we build on these characteristics, as you explain these to us, we see what God will do in our lives. What does it look like to our wives and our business associates and our people at school? If we live this way, how does it work out horizontally in our relationships?
Yeah, well, people should see in us that we're not just doing our own thing and going our own way, mm-hmm. making our own decisions for our own agenda, but that people would see that we are submitted to the Lord and that we are seeking his plan for my life and how it affects others who are around me as husbands. That affects my wife and my children. It affects people that work mm-hmm. for you, and they need to see that I'm really doing all that I can to discern the will of God and to humble myself in the pursuit of that. So that's what it would look like, and that I hold everything with an open hand, mm-hmm. that I'm simply a steward of God's possessions, and that I'm gentle. The opposite of that would be someone who's clutching and fighting mm-hmm. people for more things. Mm-hmm. no, this person is gentle and meek and knows what he has come from the Lord. So, Kent, that's a, wow, a great question, and would to God people could see that in my life. Mm-hmm. And I know that I need to give greater evidences of that. Well, as this has been a great study, the Beatitudes, we just looked at the third Beatitude. I pray that you will know the reality of this in your life. It's something that God has to do in you, that we are responsible to appropriate it to our lives. Well, I look forward to our next session together, and may you be one who is gentle and meek of heart. God bless you.